Blog Talk Radio.
Returning from retirement, whatever my coworkers have been saying about me on the air the past month or so. Here with Carrie Clark and Thomas Watts, excuse me, getting back in my radio groove. 5-0 Alabama, going into the easiest win on the schedule. We typically beat up pretty good on bye week. And not an awful lot to talk about, nothing major, but we do want to talk a little recruiting tonight. We do want to talk about the team and of course, this past week's performance against Ole Miss. Huge slate of games. If you're the type that just likes to park your butt on the couch and watch football from sun up to sundown on Saturdays, this is going to be a good one. A lot of good matchups, a lot of compelling matchups to talk about, so we will get into that a little bit later in the show. Bird, I think, is somewhere in New York City tonight, and he will be calling in. First thing I want to start with, gentlemen, is the when you're going into bye week, it seems like all the Bama websites scramble a little bit for content. So let's start with Blip's bounce around the Bama blogs. Start with BamaHammer.com, where the headline reads, Alabama football, practice quick hitters for October 3. So really drilling down into practice, talking about some of the injuries that we've incurred. Of course, DeAndre White and DeHart gone for the season. Hopefully most Bama fans are aware of that news, but if you've been living under a rock, then fill you in there. And that's DeHart, maybe not as big a hit, but DeAndre White was factoring into the wide receiver rotation in a prominent role. And so it's sad to see him go down because he seemed like he was really starting to come into his own and really find a spot where he was comfortable in the wide receiver rotation. So next man up, fortunately, Amari Cooper, the true freshman from Miami, has been playing extremely well and gives us a nice sort of counterbalance to Norwood and anybody else that we run out there. But, okay, so Bama Hammer talking about practice. Next blog up, we'll go over to BamaMag.com. Headline reading, Saban not surprised by high-scoring SEC games. Dipping a little bit into some recruiting news, talking about some 2014 and 2015 prospects that are out there, and then talking a little bit about the Tide's Justin Thomas from the golf team and his emergence in the amateur golf world. So Bama Mag all over the place as far as content is concerned. Tide Sports, generally focused on recruiting, talking about the current Alabama commitments as they reach out and recruit other players that are remaining on Bama's wish list that we have high atop the board. A little bit of news about practice, a little bit of spotlight on Tyron Jones' current commitment. Again, some more 2014-2015 talk where we've had some juniors and sophomores on campus for recruiting visits. And then, of course, going over to Bama Online, the last blog that we'll talk about. A nice article there talking about Holland Fisher, current Virginia Tech commitment, and his trip to Bryant-Denny Stadium this past weekend. And Holland in the past has said, I think the comment that he made was, Bama, that's my school right there. And we made a very, very strong impression on Holland this weekend. I think there's a pretty decent chance that he signs with Alabama in the end. He is going to give Virginia Tech the benefit of the doubt. He's going to give them the courtesy of one more visit on campus, and I think he's doing that this coming weekend. And then he's going to sit down with Mama, and they're going to talk it through, and they're going to decide. But the recruitment of Holland Fisher, who is a cornerback but could also play safety, and I think we are sort of forecasting him at the strong safety position. Kerry, you might could correct me on that because you've probably seen more film on Holland Fisher than I have, but definitely a high priority for Bama, and I think it's pretty much a two-horse race. I think we're down to Virginia Tech and Bama for that young man's signature.
Right. Welcome back. It's really great to have you back, Blip. The comeback of Lazarusian proportions you have made on this show is to be duly noted. But, yeah, I think Holland is being recruited as a safety. But at the same time, there's tons of other safeties already on the team and already being recruited. So you never know where he'll end up when he gets there. I think right now they're feeling like he's a safety. But some of where he ends up, should Alabama get him, and I think Alabama's taking the lead now, but should Alabama get Holland Fisher, some of it depends on who else lands in this class. Is Alabama able to flip Marquez White? Right now it does not look like it. Does Alabama decide to extend a formal offer to Cook from Spanish Fork, Jonathan Cook? They have not yet, but he's having a great senior year, and they could, and he is a true corner. And then there's the interesting situation of Jalen Hurd in Nashville, committed to USC, would be an outstanding corner in Nick Saban's system. And a little bit later on in the show, here's a tease, a little bit later on in the show, I'd like for us to discuss Cliff and Thomas the two straight Hoover games that I've seen the past two Friday nights and my impressions on who I think is the next great corner at Alabama, Marlon Humphrey.
Well, and the elephant in the room as far as safety recruitment that you didn't mention We apparently made another very strong impression on a young man that had been perhaps leaning elsewhere in the past. The 24/7 website has Von Bell rated as a 5-star kid, and I think we're very much in the thick of things with his recruitment. To me, and I've had people disagree with me on this, to me, Von Bell looks, he runs and has the same body shape and sort of physical style of play at the safety position, just reminds me so much of Mark Barron. And of course, Mark Barron, a very highly recruited kid out of St. Thomas, out of the Mobile area, when he was coming out, man, a lot of parallels, I think. And if we end up securing the sign of Von Bell, then you got to think that Holland Fisher maybe plays corner.
Great point. And, you know, Von Bell is an interesting story. He's from Rossville, Georgia, which is Georgia in name only. It is big orange country. And Tennessee really thinks they're going to get Von Bell. Alabama feels pretty good about him, too, but same point. You know, you have to wonder how many more defensive backs Alabama's going to take in this class. They certainly want Von Bell because he's a 5-star player, and they certainly want Holland Fisher, and they certainly want Jalen Hurd. They have a chance to close with some great, great, great secondary guys. It's really going to be wild to see how the chips fall between now and February, Brook.
Well, let's talk about, you know, anytime we have a 5-star kid that in high school we have an opportunity to see on national broadcast television, I think that's something Bama fans get real excited about. We had the opportunity to see the 5-star. He's classified as athlete, but let's face it, folks. Derrick Henry is a running back. I think he's a pure running back. We got to see him on ESPN and this past Friday night, and what a performance this young man put on. Just absolutely every touch was exhilarating. He showed that he's deserving of that 5-star ranking. I think he's going to come in and fit right in. You know, we've had a lot of comparisons drawn to the high-profile running back recruits we've had in these past 3 or 4 years. You know, people want to compare T.J. Yeldon to Darren McFadden. And then you also hear some Adrian Peterson comparisons for Yeldon. I would love to hear y'all's take on Derrick Henry, because I think if ever there was an Adrian Peterson clone, Derrick Henry is it. He's got the height, the power, the ability to shift into a lane and cut to that next gear with really just, you know, a step or two. The acceleration this young man exhibits is just off the chart.
Well, AP is a good one. I think on the show we've said Herschel Walker, Bo Jackson, because of his size. The only knock against Derrick Henry, and I don't think it's a fair knock, is he runs with a high pad level. But when you're 6'3", it is harder to get low. But at the same time, you run with so much authority that it's almost impossible to arm tackle a guy that big. So I think he'll start out at running back. I think, does he stay there? I'm not sure. The good news is the man is so athletic that you're not going to keep him off the football field, even if he's just a special teams hero next year. What about you, Kerry?
Well, Thomas, I've been kind of remiss on watching the national recruits on Friday night, but I made it a point to DVR this game. And when I woke up Saturday morning, I spent a couple hours watching the playback of the game, and it was a man among boys. I mean, it was like a joke comparing him to the other high school players he was playing against. And I'm one of the ones that's made the Herschel Bo comparison, mainly because I'm older and I remember them playing at Georgia and Auburn. He's a little bit taller than they were. They were closer to 6'2", 6'1.5", maybe. In the 40, in their prime, they would probably beat Derrick, but it would be like a quarter of a step. It wouldn't be a night and day thing. Derrick has broken 4.5 in the 40 at combine more than once, and I think that's something that we overlook. There were times Friday night, and I think you'll both agree if you both watched the game, and it sounds like you did, but there were times when it wasn't just the bruising muscle that did it. There were times when guys had an angle on him, and he outran them. And that was the thing that Herschel and Bo could do, and AP could do, and still does do. I said this before on this show, and I'm going to say it again. Alabama's never had a back like this. Alabama's never had a guy this big, this tall, and this fast all combined into one. And, yes, he is a brutish, strong runner. But 6'3", 240, and you can break a 4.5 consistently in the 40. Now, granted, Herschel and Bo were probably closer to 4.40 or 4.42, and Derek is more like a 4.47, 4.48. But that's not that much difference when you put on the pads and start running the football. It's pretty close. Again, Alabama has never had a guy like this. And while I agree with both of you that he is primarily a running back, Flip, I think they're going to find a role for him that's kind of like what Jawson Fowler had, except maybe a little bit more time in the backfield. But I do think he will spend some time at fullback in short yardage. He's, for example, leading Altie Tenpenny through the hole. And I do think he'll spend some time, a limited time, in certain formations at H-back. But I think his primary position is going to be running back, halfback, tailback, whatever you want to call it. He is a man among boys at the level he's playing at now. This was my first time to see a full game from him, and I got to tell you, I was just blown away.
Well, if our primary concern is pad level, I think we can all agree that the athleticism and the raw materials are there. I have a tremendous amount of confidence in our coaching staff's ability to remedy any anomalies in his game and get him performing at peak. Because I got to tell you guys, we bring in the absolute cream of the crop when it comes to assistant coaches, and I think one of the unsung heroes. You know, I think Kirby Smart gets a lot of pub, and he's obviously recognized. He's on everybody's radar for the next big assistant coach to make the jump to head coach, and a lot of teams are going to target him in this offseason.